Hello and welcome to day 3 of the 21 Day to Self-Love Meditation Experience. Set your intention now in your heart and in your mind to create your clear self-love target. To help you do this, you will be taken to the amazing Ascension Temple. The Ascension energy or flame will help you to create discipline and complete the remainder of this meditation series. It will shorten your path to enlightenment. It'll bring harmony and balance into your life and will help you to release your fears and limiting thoughts. You, right now, are given a special invitation to go along with your guide on this wondrous journey to this brilliant, luminescent and amazing four-sided pyramid-shaped temple. But first, to establish your clear self-love target, try this simple two-step process. First, be clear about what you no longer want to experience in the relationship that you have with yourself. Second, once you know what that is, then you can easily switch that over to the opposite to find your clear target or intention. For example, if you judge yourself harshly, then what you no longer want to experience is judging yourself harshly. The opposite of that, and what you want to experience, is treating yourself with kindness and respect. Now, go ahead and find out exactly what your clear self-love target is by using these simple two steps. Number one, what is it that you no longer want to experience in terms of the relationship you have with yourself? Number two, what is the opposite of that? Good. Just by setting your intentions, you already begin to feel the expanded energy of this ascension flame pulsing through your being. Now breathe it in. Breathe it in again, all the way in. And whether you believe or not that you have a guide, you actually do. And your guide takes your etheric body to the Ascension Hall of this magnificent temple. There you see before you the flame of Ascension, which has been burning bright for thousands of years and getting brighter each time you take this journey, which creates an incredible momentum for you and the rest of humankind. Its power is overwhelmingly wonderful. Once you have experienced this flame, you will be changed and never quite the same. Imagine now that you can bring the purifying energies of this incredible flame over your head right now. And whether you see this, feel this, sense this, or not, it doesn't matter. Know that something wonderful is happening. Imagine, visualize that over your head is a crystalline pyramid that has the accelerative powers of altering density even from your past lives. It's like an atomic activator. Know that what you are getting is a little push to your next level, which is different for each one of you. This energy of purification is the purity of love essence. It comes down from the pyramid over your head, down into your soul star, which is about 6 inches above your head. Feel it coming down over your head into your soul star. Now, feel it come down into your crown chakra, the chakra on top of your head, purifying as it goes. You may feel a light, tingly feeling, and if you don't, that's fine too. It's still happening. Coming down into your crown chakra, top of your head, and purifying every cell in that part of your head as it trickles down into your third eye chakra, which is smack in the middle of your head at your forehead level. Purifying as it goes. Slowly moving down your head, and as this ascension energy enters into your head, you feel your body relax and your thoughts just running out of your head and down your body, down your arms and out your fingertips. And now the ascension energy is at your throat chakra, right in the middle of your neck, infusing every cell of that part of your body, purifying as it goes. Every cell, atom, and electron of your entire head and neck is infused with this beautiful energy, purifying as it goes. Now running down your shoulders and down into your heart chakra, infusing into every cell, atom, and electron, purifying as it goes. Good. Expanding your energy out. That's what this ascension energy does. It feels so expansive. And now down, down, down comes the ascension flame energy into your solar plexus chakra, 2 inches above your belly button, purifying as it goes. Feel every atom, cell, and electron of your middle torso filling with this incredible white light, loving energy, purifying all negativity out of your cells. And now down into your sacral chakra, 2 inches below your navel, purifying as it goes, radiating out into the lower region of your torso, clearing every cell, atom, and electron, feeling the release, letting it go, and all negativity from your past is running out of your body, down your legs and out your feet and out your toes. And now this beautiful ascension loving healing energy is running down to your root chakra at the very base of your spine, infusing every cell, atom, and electron, releasing all negative past from your cells, purifying as it goes. Good, and now running down your legs, past your knees, past your calves, down past your ankles, and running down your feet and toes, down into your Earth Star, 6 inches below your feet, purifying every cell, atom, and electron as it goes, and anchoring deep into Mother Earth. And now all of that incredible energy just keeps running down, down, down to the center of Mother Earth. And picking up her incredible, loving, nurturing energy, and now running back up that line that you created. It's like your own roots that you have created down into Mother Earth. Now, the combination of the ascension energy with the Mother Earth energy is coming up the roots that you just created, up, up, up into your feet, your ankles, your knees, your legs, landing right into your root chakra. So you have an incredible combination energy of heaven's energy and Mother Earth's energy, and now moving up your sacral, 2 inches below your navel, and now your solar plexus, 2 inches above your navel, and now your heart chakra, moving up, filling every cell of your being, up into your beautiful throat chakra, your third eye in the middle of your forehead, your crown chakra, and pushing up and beyond into your soul star once again, 6 inches above your head, and now up, up, up into the heavens. So what you have done here is you have become a bridge. You, your body, and your being have become a bridge between Mother Earth and the heavens. And you are reaping the benefits of the purifying power of such a bridge. Now, in your mind, with either eyes closed or open, it doesn't matter, imagine yourself standing like a warrior or warrioress in a warrior pose with your feet solidly on the ground, about shoulder distance apart, and your hands on your hips, feeling confident. You face the ascension flame that roars so brightly in front of you in the center of this amazing temple. And standing before this huge flame that's at least 10 feet tall or even taller, and very wide, you face this flame and you release all of what you no longer want to experience, having to do with the relationship that you have with yourself, and you release it out into the flame. Everything from this moment and before in your past goes into this flame as you release it and truly let it go. Release it from your cells now. And now, as you stand in your power pose, so solid, so confident, you clearly state your self-love intention, your self-love target. With your guide standing next to you again, you state your intention clearly to the ascension flame. I love and respect myself. I truly love and respect myself. I treat myself with kindness and respect. Good. Again, turn to your guide and, looking straight into the eyes of your loving guide, repeat it again, clearly and with an excited energy filled with hope and wonder. State very clearly the self-love target or intention now. So what you are doing is making one of the most important declarations of your life. Here is where you are stepping into your future, leaving your past behind. And looking right into the eyes of your loving guide who has been with you for so long, you get a message from your guide's twinkling eyes. And what you're getting is perfect for you and in your own level of spiritual growth and maturity. Maybe it's a message of love, a message that you are not alone, nor have you ever been alone. And you can always count on the love and the guidance of your own guidance realms, your realms of angels and guides surround you 24/7. So once again, breathe in this incredible purifying energy. And once again, turn to your guide and thank them for their undying love and support. Smile, knowing that your self-love target is your future that you have created now, and that you are stepping into more and more each day. So we're returning back to your physical body, and know that you can return to this temple anytime that you want. All you do is ask your guide to take you there again. And the more that you do, the more that you experience your life with ease, joy, and glory. And I'll see you tomorrow, and sending you off with love.